Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Tes Vav. We left off in the bottom daf Kuf Yudalad and Beis, about six lines before the end of the page. First, we're going to discuss a machlokas about. We're going to discuss a lot about how to eat matzah and marah, the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah. We're going to have a machlokas when the matzah, marah, and karban Pesach are eaten separately from each other, or they're all wrapped together and eaten as one unit, as we do with korech. The Gemara then discusses whether marah needs to be totally submerged in the charoses or just dipped a little bit into the charoses on one end. The Gemara is then going to discuss how, the manner in which the marah and the matzah are eaten, including whether a person could be yotze by swallowing them without chewing them, whether everybody at the table needs to eat each of them, or it's good enough for just having one person. And the daf concludes the discussion of the custom to remove the table, and three explanations for the phrase of lechem oni. Lechem oni is a phrase that the Torah uses to describe matzah, so we're going to try to explain what that means for us in terms of the halachos of eating matzah. But the last thing we did yesterday was we discussed the idea of shnei tavshilin, that we bring two tavshilin to the seder, and the Mishnah says that the reason we do this is we know that it's echad zecher le Pesach and echad zecher le Chagiga. One of them is a zecher to the Karban Pesach, and the other to the zecher to the Karban Chagiga. When there was a Beis Hamikdash, we would have both karbanos on the night of the seder, so we make a zecher to those karbanos. This is not the only place where we have a zecher to the particular karbanos of a Yom Tov affecting what we eat, even bizman hazeh. The Kolbo writes that the women were noheg on Shavuos to make these large rectangular breads, and the reason he gives for that minig is a zecher to the shtei alechem on Chag HaAtzeres, on Atzeres, on Shavuos, which was the shtei alechem was rectangular and had four corners to it, and that was so they would dafka do the same thing as a zecher to the shtei alechem. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch also by the Yom Tov in Siman Taf Tzadi Dalet, when discussing the halachos of Shavuos, that our minig of eating milchigs may be a zecher to the shtei alechem. That the halacha is halacha in Yeridaya, that you're not allowed to have the same loaf of bread that you cut into at a milchig meal and at a fleishig meal. So if a person has a fleishig meal because it's yontif, so he's got to have some chas yontif, you got to have a fleishig meal, and then we're makbid to also have a milchig meal, that will necessitate, that will require us to have two sets of bread, because we have to have one set of bread for the fleishig meal and one for the milchig meal. You're not allowed to have the same bread at the same table. So says the Rama, that's why we do that. We have a milchig meal, not to have a milchig meal in place of a fleishig meal, but to have a milchig meal in addition to a fleishig meal, so that it will require us to have two sets of bread, and the two sets of bread are a zecher to the shtei alechem. So it all relates to the karban. The Magen Avraham writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that the bread that we use on Shavuos should be made of chitim, should be made of wheat, because the Shtei Alechem was dafka made out of wheat. So the Ramosha discusses in Tshuva and Archaim Chelik Alev Siman Kuf Samach why it is that when it comes to the Shnei Tavshilim on the night of the Seder, so that's a halacha, that's we kovei as a chiyuv. Yet when it comes to the Shnei Lechamim that they make on Shavuos, all these different minhagim of meruvaos, of making it rectangular, that's just a minhag that we were never kaveh as a chova. Which karbanos do we decide to do a zecher to as a chova, and which ones are just a minhag? How do we make such a decision? So Moshe says the shtei alechem were only eaten by the kohanim and only lefnim and akloim. They were only eaten in the azara. So it wasn't something that was clearly recognizable in every Jewish home that there even was such a thing as shtei alechem on Shavuos. It was done in a very specific location in the Beis HaMikdash. So they were never misakin as a zecher HaMikdash to do it in every single Jewish house. But someone wants to do it, it's a proper minhag to remember what the carbon was. But when it comes to the carbon Pesach, carbon Chagiga, every Jewish home had a carbon Pesach and a carbon Chagiga. So that's what Rav Moshe says, that we do a zecher to the carbon Pesach and carbon Chagiga, because every Jewish home had that experience on the night of the Seder. Okay, there's also a strange comment that we'll leave it aside. Let's see weiter. Says the Gemara now. Pshita, heicha diika shar yirakos mevarich hashar yirakos bar b'adama va'achil v'hadim mevarich alachilz mar va'achil. So if a person has other vegetables aside from the mar that are available to him, so he should say, meaning to use for karpas, so he should say bar b'adama on those other vegetables. Eat that for karpas, and then hadar mevarich halachilz mar v'achil, and then say a bracha halachilz mar when it comes time for the marar on his lettuce, on his marar, and eat that for marar. But what if you only have lettuce? You only have a vegetable that's kosher to use for mar. You don't have potatoes or celery or whatever it is that your minag is to use for karpas. You don't have any other vegetable. All you've got is lettuce. So how do you handle karpas and marar? So Amar Rav Huna, mevarich meikara amarar, bar priadama va'achil. You make a bracha of bar priadama on the lettuce at the time of karpas, and you eat it. Ulubesof mevarich le alachilas marar va'achil. And then when the time for marar comes, you say a bracha v'alachilas marar on that very same vegetable later on, and you eat that same vegetable for marar. Maskef Rav Chista, so Rav Chista says, but that doesn't make any sense. You fill your stomach with it, you already ate it at karpas, and now you're going to say a new bracha on it after you've already eaten it. Now you're going to say alachilas marar. You already ate this stuff earlier in the evening. How can you save the alachilas marar for later on in the seder if you're eating it earlier at the time of karpas? Elo Amar Rav Chista, so Rav Chista says we do different. Meikara mevarich ala bar priadama v'al achilas marar v'achil. When it's time for karpas at the seder, we say both brachos, both the bar priadama and the al achilas marar, and we eat the vegetable. Ulu b'sof, and then when it comes time for marar in the seder, we eat the lettuce without any bracha whatsoever, without a bar priadama and without an al achilas marar. So b'Surya avdi k'Rav Huna. In Surya they did like Rav Huna. He was the one that had the first suggestion, the one that said that we should do an al achilas marar on the marar when it's the time for the marar, not when it's time for the karpas. Rav Sheshes b'Rei Rav Yehoshua avdi k'Rav Chista. Rav Sheshes Rav Yehoshua did like Rav Chista, where at the time of the karpas he said both brachos of bar priadama and alachilas marar. V'hilchus hakavasei de Rav Chista. Now halacha is like Rav Chista, that if a person only has lettuce for a vegetable, he doesn't have any other vegetable that he could use for karpas, he should say the bracha of both bar priadama and alachilas marar at the time of karpas. So a couple of things over here. First of all, the nusach of the bracha of alachilas marar, there is a sugya at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim where the Gemara tries to explain, and the Rishonim at length try to explain why it is that some brachas have a nusach bracha, some birchas mitzvos have a nusach bracha of al, and some have le. It's the most stark by tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin and lehaniach tefillin on the same mitzvah, or it seems like the same as the shal yad and the shal rosh. So why do some mitzvahs have al and some mitzvahs have le? So the Rishonim write that when you eat other vegetables for karpas, then when you get to the marar, the bracha should not be al achilas marar, the bracha should be le'achal marar, because the halacha is, the way the Gemara said it much earlier in the first parak of the Masechta, and again this is just another example of how things tend to come full circle when you get toward the end of the Masechta, somehow the sugyas from the beginning always seem to pop back up. The Gemara had said that one of the defining differences between al and le is that you always say le when it's a bracha that you do kodam lasiyasa, when it's a bracha that's always done over lasiyasan, and you can't do it al yidei shliach. That's those two qualifications is when you make a bracha le. So it's when mila kreso b'chazeres b'tibul rishon that you would make the bracha al achilas marar. I mean, it would only make sense to say al achilas marar if I already ate marar earlier on when I was doing the karpas, and now I'm eating marar again later for the mitzvah of marar, so then it would be al achilas marar because it's not really over las yasa. I already had the marar earlier on. So there's a significant group of Rishonim, Rabbi Yonah, the Ravid, the Ramban, Rabbi David, Tosa Rush, many Rishonim, the Ran, many Rishonim say that the nusach of the bracha should be altered based on whether you are really doing it over Las Yasan or not. So, however, the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perches, Halachas, writes that no matter what, we always say Al Achilas Marar. So the Magen Mishnah says the reason for the Rambam is because in that bracha we're being motzi not only ourselves, but anyone else who's listening is also yotze with our bracha. So the Radvaz writes that the reason we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Matzah and Marar with Lashon of Al is because because there's also hana'a in the ma'isa of achila. Aside from the kiyum ha-mitzvah, we're enjoying a piece of lettuce and a piece of matzah. We get hana'as me'av. We fill our stomach on it. So we make a bracha of al to show that it says if we're doing it for other people and not for ourselves. Meaning al implies that it's bigger than ourselves, that it's for others as well. So he says maybe that's why we make the bracha of al, as a way of demonstrating that we're not doing it dafka for the mitzvah, we're doing it for others as well. The Avnei Nezer has a famous tshuva, but it's not famous for this reason. It's not famous for the maror application. But the Avnei Nezer has a famous tshuva in Aruch Chaim Yisrael in Shin Pei Aleph, where he says that he doesn't understand how the Magen Mishnah is defending the Rambam. What did the Magen Mishnah say? That the reason we say Al Achilas Maror is because we're being motzi everybody else in their chiyuv of the bracha. So that's why we could say a lashon of Al. So he says, but that's not our minhag. Our minhag is that everybody makes their own bracha, and yet we still always say the lashon of Al. So he says, it doesn't really work for us. I mean, it may work for the Rambam, but it doesn't work for us. So the Avnei Nezer explains, based on the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we saw it earlier at the very beginning of the Masechta, and we're going to see it again in a few dapim from now, in Daf Kuf Chaf and Beis, that the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is only until Chatzos. The mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach stops, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, at Chatzos. How do we know that? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learns it from Gezer Shava of Makas Bechoros, that just like Makas Bechoros was at Chatzos, so too the Zman of the Achilas Halayla is only until Chatzos. Says the Avnei Nezer, Makas Bechoros wasn't up until Chatzos. Makas Bechoros was at Chatzos. So how do we learn from there that the mitzvah Halayla can be fulfilled up until Chatzos? Mitzvah Halayla, we should have to do all the Achilos mamish pumped at Chatzos. It should be on the dot at Chatzos. Elamai, he says, you have to say that it's not possible because Achila takes a hemshech zman. It takes some time to eat things. So there is no moment that we're able to do the mitzvah of Achila. So he says, so what do we learn from Makas Bechoros then? What's the tzushtal? How can you compare to Makas Bechoros? He says, we have to say is that the gedr of the mitzvah is that at Chatzos Halayla, the food has to have already been eaten. The tam matzah bepiv, the tam maror bepiv. It has to have already been eaten so that the aftertaste of all of the mitzvahs halayla are still in our mouth. That must be the gedra of the mitzvah. So he says that's true by Korban Pesach. It's true by matzah maror as well, that it has to be, that it's eaten ad chatzos. And the gedra of the mitzvah is that when chatzos comes, the matzah and the maror have to have been eaten by that time. So he uses this yisod to explain what to do about a seder that's running late and about achilas afikom. So he has a whole mahalich in that based on this yisod. But what he applies it over here for is to explain to us why we have the bracha of al achilas mar. Al is always a lashon of l'sha'avar. I mean, you would say li when it's lahaba. So he says maybe that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to show that the kiyum mitzvah really comes at chatzos. The kiyum mitzvah is at chatzos when we have already eaten the matzah and maror, but that's retrospective. By the time we get the kiyum mitzvah, we've already eaten the matzah and maror. So the nusach habracha reflects that built into this mitzvah is something that's retrospective and not prospective. That built into this mitzvah is the idea that the kiyum mitzvah comes after the foods have already been eaten. That's the brilliant mahalich of the Avnei Nezer. Now the counter argument, of course, is that birchas hamitzvah are not said on a kiyum mitzvah. Rav Shachter writes in Eretz Tzvi in Siman Gimel, the birchas mitzvah were always misakin on a maisa mitzvah. So the bracha usually reflects the maisa, not the kiyum. The kiyum happens to be retrospective. The kiyum may come at chatzos if you buy the Avnei Nezer's whole shtickel Torah. So the kiyum would come out, but the maisa mitzvah is certainly done earlier in the evening, and that's certainly done over Las Yasa, and the bracha is certainly made right before the Maisa Mitzvah. Okay, but that's his brilliant shtickel Torah. The Magen Avram writes in Sar Shulchan Aruch Tafayin Hesiv Kat Nyud that only if a person takes a min maror that's royalty to eat raw do you say a bar pri adama. This whole discussion of bar pri adama, he says, wouldn't apply to something that's not royalty to eat raw. So he says if you eat horseradish, Magen Avram says for maror it's charif, you wouldn't say a bar pri adama. You'd only say an alachilas maror. There would be no bar pri adama on the maror. We get out of the problem anyway, meaning we have karpas. So karpas is our bar pri adama. That solves our issue anyway. But that's the halacha that the Magen Avraham quotes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that it wouldn't even be a bar pri adama if someone eats horseradish. Lettuce, of course, would be a bar pri adama because that's something that people typically do eat raw. There's also an interesting comment that Tosfos has over here before we move on. Tosfos writes v'hadar achel chasa below bracha, that according to Rav Chista, we say the bar pri adama and the achilas marar on the karpas, and then later on, when it comes time for the marar, we'll eat the lettuce again without any bracha whatsoever. So why don't you have to make a new bar pri adama when you eat the lettuce again much later on? You had the whole haggadah in between. Karpas is way at the beginning. Achilas marar is after the entire haggadah. After you already told the whole sipri tzitzim shayim, isn't that a hefsek? Shouldn't that require a new bracha? So Tosfos says, no, you don't have to say a bar pri adama, even though the haggadah is a hefsek. And lo miftar bracha shel tibul rishon mikol makom birchas hamotzi potartan. He says it's not the bar pri adama of the karpas that covers you for the marar. Unbelievable. We always think that's the whole point of the karpas, and that's how many rishonim say. He says, nah, it's not the bar pri adama of the karpas that covers you. You got too much of a hefsek. The hefsek of the whole suda in between. He says it's the hamotzi that covers you. That you're having a salad in the middle of your meal. You have lettuce in the middle of your meal. You're covered with the hamotzi. And he goes to be malchiach that lettuce would be covered by a hamotzi. So he says, not the karpas. But then, toward the end of Tosfos, he quotes from Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, three lines from the end of Tosfos. He says, Va'arav Rabbeinu Yosef Tovelim kasa b'sidro, lama shar yirakos ba'an t'chila, liftar chazeres mi'bracha ru'uyila, v'lesa, tamishum hekeira ba'an, v'lo shayich kan chavilos. So the Rabbi Yosef Tovelim says, no, you know why we have karpas? It's to be pater the bracha of the marar, that we shouldn't have to say a bracha bar pri adama on the marar. And Tosfos says, I don't understand what Rabbi Yosef Tovelim is so nervous about, why we need a bracha of bar pri adama earlier to pater the marar. What's the problem if you were just to say the bar pri adama on the marar itself? What's the big deal? So Tosfos assumes what the problem must be is that Rabbi Yosef Tovelim is bothered einos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos, that if you're going to have the marar, how could you make a birchas hanenin of bar pri adama and the birchas mitzvah of alechilas marar on the same piece of lettuce? That it's a violation of einos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos, that you're doing mitzvahs in bundles. So Tosfos says, no, that's not einos and mitzvah chavilos chavilos. That's not two different things. You're making a birchas hanenin and a birchas mitzvah, but that has nothing to do with chavilos chavilos. That's Tosfos' rejection of Rabbi Yosef Tovelim. But the Balei Tosfos point out that Rabbi Yosef Tovelim is difficult to understand anyway, because what do we do with that, with the first koset to say there? We make a bracha bar pi agafen and kiddush hayom. That's not a violation of einos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. What do we do with matzah? We make a bracha of alachilas matzah and amotzi lechem min haaretz. That's not a violation of chavilos chavilos. So Rav Shechter in Eretz Tzvi and Siman Dalit has a whole mahalich in the kasha about matzah, that he has a whole discussion about how to view the eating of the two kezesim of matzah. That maybe the two kezesim of matzah, that I mean, there is a shita in Rishonim that we eat two kezesim of matzah. He says, why would there be such a din of two kezesim of matzah? So he says, it could be that you have two brachos and each bracha gets its own kezias. And that's where Yosef Tovelim would say it's not chavilos, because it's not two brachos on the same thing. The alachilos matzah is on the matzah that you need for the mitzvah of matzah. The amotzi lechem min haaretz is the mitzvah that you have of Sudas Yantav. And the Suudas Yantav, the definition of the Suuda that you have at the Seder, is a Suuda of Matzah. The Rambam writes in the 8th paragraph of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halach Vav, that we take Shnei Rekikin and Cholek Echad Mehen, that you take two matzahs, one of them is broken, because the Gemara says at the end of today's daf, Lechem Oni is Mad Darko Shel Ani Beprusa, just like an Ani eats a broken piece of bread, our matzah should be broken. But notice what the Rambam says, he does not say two full matzahs plus a broken piece of bread, plus a broken piece of matzah. He says, two matzahs, and one of them is broken. So in total, it's two matzahs, and one of them is broken. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos on tomorrow's daf says that no, that you need lechem mishnah aside from the prusa. So what are they arguing about? What's the Rambam and Tosfos arguing about? Maybe it's this exact issue. What's the gedder of the mitzvah of achilas matzah? According to the Rambam, achilas matzah is sudas yantif. On the night of the Seder, the Torah is mechadesh that in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of sudas yantif, you need to do the mitzvah of achilas matzah. That is the very definition of your sudas yantif. And if one of the dinim of matzah is that it's nechal prusa, is that it's broken,
Good. Your Sudas Yantav should be eaten with a broken piece. Not shtei shleimos, not two full matzahs. The Sudas Yantav itself should be eaten with a broken matzah. That's the shita of the Rambam. Tosos, however, disagrees. Tosos, the mitzvah of achilas matzah is an independent mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Sudas Yantav and a mitzvah of achilas matzah. Sudas Yantav, two full matzahs. Achilas matzah is madarko shalani beprusa. So that's how you understand why you would need two kazesim. The Rosh and the Mordechai are as golashitasam, that they hold that they're two independent mitzvos. And that's why they would say you need two kazesim of matzah. One kazayis for Sudas Yantav, and one kazayis for al achilas matzah. So says Rav Shechter, based on this, we can understand our Tosos over here. Tosos says that, according to Rav Yosef Tavelim, we don't make a bracha of Bar Pri Adam on the Marah, because it would be, the first part of our Tosos. Tosos says that we don't have to make a bracha of Bar Pri Adam on the Marah. Why? Because it's Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSu'uda. It's already covered in the bracha of Hamotzi that we make on the Matzah. It's considered something that's part of the Su'uda. So there are two Hezberim of this Tosos. Tosos in Psachim says very clearly what he means over here. He says that Yerakos, by the physical nature of vegetables, a Gorer Alev, it's a salad, it's a normal appetizer, it's something that typically comes Machmas HaSu'uda. That's what Tosos writes over here in Kuf Tes Vav, in the part that we didn't read inside. It's a davar abba, machmas asuda, and that's why it doesn't get a separate bracha. The Mara doesn't get a separate bracha. However, l'chora, if you're using chrein for Mara, if you're using horseradish, that doesn't work. It's not a typical davar abba, machmas asuda. The whole point is that, yeah, it's a normal appetizer, it's something you eat, it's typical. It's not at all. The horseradish, no one in their right mind ever eats that plain the way we eat it at the night of the Seder. So l'chora, the whole hesber won't work. You're not going to be able to say that it's that you're pater from the Bar Pri Adama because of the hamotzi. But Tosfos Maseches Brachos is different. Tosfos in Brachos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph says that since the Torah was koveya a chiyuv of achilas marar, because it says al matzos marum yochluhu, therefore it is a dover abal machmas asuda, because the Torah was koveya a chiyuv. So says Rav Shechter, what do you see from that Tosfos? You see from Tosfos and Brachos that when we say that it's davar haba machmasuda, it doesn't mean something that's physically ba machmasuda. It means something that's al pi din ba machmasuda, something that halachically comes about because of the su'uda. And that's why he says it's not going to require its own bracha, because the definition of su'udas yomtif on the night of the Seder is the mitzvos halayla. Meaning, if we assume this way, that it's one and the same, that the mitzvos, like the Rambam assumes, that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is the mitzvah of Sudas Yamtav. The way to do Sudas Yamtav is by doing the mitzvos halayla. Eat the matzah, eat the marah. That is your su'uda. So then you understand why it's called Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSu'uda, even though it's not at all normal to eat. That's the definition of su'uda for the night of the Seder. So he says, based on that shitas Rambam, we understand very well that Tosos Maseches Brachos, and that would be miyashiv the minog of why we don't say a Bar Pri Adama on horseradish when we eat it later on in the Suda. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Rav Mishasha Bered the Rav Nasan, Hachi Amar Hillel Mishmei the Gemara. Hillel used to say that he had a tradition as follows: Lo nichruch inish matzah umar bahadei adadi v'nechel, that a person should not wrap together his matzah and mar and eat them at one time. Mishum de svirulan matzah bizman hazeh dal raisa umar de rabbanon, because we hold that matzah bizman hazeh is a mitzvah dal raisa. Marar bizman hazeh is only a mitzvah derabbanan, because there's no separate mitzvah of achilas marar. It's just on matzos marum yochluhu. You eat the carbon pesach with marar. Marar has no independent pasuk. Matzah has an independent separate pasuk that you eat matzah shivas yom tochel matzos, so you have a separate pasuk for matzah. So therefore, matzah bizman hazeh is daraisa. Marar bizman hazeh is derabbanan. Va'asi marar derabbanan vatalei the matzah daraisa. So the concern is that if you have them together, the marah derabanan is going to be mevatel, the tam of the matzah, and therefore you're not going to be able to be yotze, the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah. If you're eating it together with marah, and even if you hold one mitzvah doesn't have the ability to overpower another mitzvah and be mevatel another mitzvah, that's if you have two mitzvahs d'oraisa or two mitzvahs midrabanan. Aval d'oraisa midaraisa, but if one of the mitzvahs is daraisa and another mitzvah is drabanan, so the mitzvah daraisa, the mitzvah drabanan is able to cancel out the mitzvah daraisa, to be mevatel the mitzvah daraisa. The Rishonim are bothered, the Achronim rather are bothered by the Kasha, What do you mean that it's mevatel the mitzvah daraisa? I thought in order to be mevatel something, you need shishim. In order to be mevatel tam of something, you require shishim. Can I get whatever it is? So how can it be that it's mevatel, that one is mevatel the other? So they come up with all sorts of different approaches. And some say that Rishonim already raises questions. It's not only Achronim. Rishonim say, why is mor mevatel matzah? Matzah mor or min b'sheino mino. When it comes to min b'sheino mino, it requires shishim to be mevatel when it's too unlikely. Like kinds. So Tosfos and Rabbeinu David say, no, you have to be choshesh that sometimes the maror is going to be so strong that it's going to be able to be mevatel the tam matzah. Meaning, typically, when you have two things that have normal tastes, so it requires shishim to totally be mevatel the taste from one thing to be mevatel the taste of the other thing. But something has a very overwhelming taste, so maybe it's able to be mevatel the taste of the matzah even in smaller quantities. Tosfos and Rabbeinu David also say, maybe you have to be concerned that while you're chewing the matzah and the maror, certain sections of it are going to be predominantly, mostly maror, with just a little bit of matzah mixed in. So there might be parts of what you're eating that's really shishim, that you actually will have shishim of maror connected to matzah. Pashtus says this has nothing to do with regular bitul b'shishim. It's that you need the full tam matzah. It's not that, meaning, had this been macholos hasuros, let's say. So we don't say, do we say, okay, if you want to have ham, it's no problem. All you got to do is put a little bit of lettuce with it. And then the time of the maror is going to be mevatel the time of the ham, and don't worry, you didn't violate anything. So when you order your cheeseburger at McDonald's, make sure to ask for lettuce and tomatoes, and you're good. And then, no, we would never say so. That's ridiculous. No one would ever say such a thing. Because the iser is not batel. You still, of course, have the time. But the mitzvah of matzah is not just to taste the matzah a little bit. It's to have the full matzah experience, that the entire taste should be made up of matzah. So that's the pashtus l'chora of why it is that we don't require shishim over here. There was some of the Achronim raised the question: why does the Gemara say that you can't put the matzah and maror together because mitzvahs are mivatlazuzu? It should be also because einos mitzvahs chavilos. You're trying to do two separate mitzvahs: the mitzvah of matzah. Literally, what is einos mitzvahs chavilos? Don't put your mitzvah in bundles. So to literally bundle together the matzah and maror and eat it together would seem to be a violation, at least in the literal sense, of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So in the Masifta over here, he quotes from the Ara de Rabbanan, not sure what it is, he quotes from the Ara de Rabbanan, that the Enoch Hidami, but the Gemara gives a better reason. The Gemara's reason of Mitzvos and Vatlazuzu is a reason Mida Oraisa, whereas Chavilos Chavilos is only a Tam Mida Rabbanan. Meaning Enos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is a violation in the covet of the mitzvah, that it's showing like the mitzvahs of Masoid, the Rashbam said, that it's like a burden on you, that you're trying to just get rid of as many mitzvahs as you can quickly. So it's not a psul d'oraisa in the mitzvah, it's a violation, midrabanan, that you're making you're showing disrespect to the mitzvah. But the Gemara's reason of actually being mevatel each other, that's a tam that even works midah oraisa. Okay, and also he says, maybe based on the Gemara and Brachos Daf Mem Tes, that the reason when we say the Bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, that's not a violation of Chavilos Chavilos, because Kedushas Yisrael is totally in Kedushas Shabbos, and Kedushas HaZmanim is totally in Kedushas Yisrael, so they're all interconnected, and when things are connected with each other, it's not going to be a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. So he says, maybe the same thing over here, by Matzah and Maror, they're totally Zebizeh, because it's Al Yidei the Shibud that the Cheiros came out, so it's Kedavar, meaning the maror represents the shibud, the matzah represents the cheirus. The cheirus is only appreciated against the backdrop of shibud. Otherwise, there's no great experience of cheirus that we're celebrating. So maybe it's because they're tali zebazeh that it wouldn't be a violation of chavilos chavilos. Okay, so says Gemara further, man tana deshamalei mitzvos ei mevatel zuzu. Who's the one that says that in general mitzvos are not mevatel each other? So Hillel he. That is the shita of Hillel. Why? Where do we ever find that Hillel holds you could do mitzvos together and we're not worried that they're going to be mevatel each other? Titanya, amro laval Hillel, sheiv korchon v'basachas v'ochlan, shenemral matzah. Hillel had the practice in the times of the Beis HaMikdash to wrap it all together, Korech, to wrap together the matzah, the maror, the pesach, and eat them all at one shot, because the pasuk says, on matzah samarim, yochluhu, that you should eat it all together, you should eat the carbon pesach together with the matzah and the maror. There's machlok saposkin. What about the bracha? Is the bracha you say, alechilis matzah, and the bracha, alechilis maror, does that work for the korech also? Meaning, if you're going to, what the Gemara is going to say in a line or two, that our minhag is that after we eat the matzah and after we eat the maror, we then do korech as a zecher, the mikdash kehil.
Hillel. So does the bracha of Halachas Matzah and Halachas Maror work for the Korich also? So the Torah writes in the name of the Sefer HaManig that someone wants to do the mitzvah min amuvchar shenapi masiach das until he does the Korich. So in order that the bracha should work for everything, so you shouldn't talk, you shouldn't focus on other things, just continue to eat until you finish through the Korich. Because we don't know how we paskin in terms of the ideal way to do the mitzvah, so it could be that the korich is the ikar mitzvah of matzah and maror. The Shulchan Aruch says this way, the Bir Agra, that when you make the bracha of halachas matzah, don't speak about other things that are not mi'inin hasuda until you eat the korich. We shouldn't be mafsik with dibur. And the maror also, Prichad says the same thing when it comes to maror. Other achronim are not so convinced. The Maral, the Primogadim, Reb Chaim thinks that no, there's no real reason to be choshish for that because you don't need the brach of matzah maror to work for the korich as well. The pashas of the lashon of the Gemara is that korich is a zecher lemigdash. It's not an achila for the kiyum mitzvah. So the brach is not going to be connected to the korich. Let's see that lashon of the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, cholken alav chaverav al hilal. Rabbi Yochanan says that Hillel's contemporaries disagreed with him. The Brisa says one might have thought, you might have had a hava mina to wrap them all together and eat it the way Hillel used to do. Tamalar matzmorim yochluhu afilu zebif neatzmo v'zebif neatzmo. Al matzmorim yochluhu teaches us he could eat each of them independently. Maskav Ravashi ihachi mai afilu. So what's afilu? The zebif neatzmo, meaning that makes it sound like that ideally you would do like Hillel, that you wouldn't argue on Hillel. Ideally you would do like Hillel. It's just that even if you can't, you would still be yotzei the mitzvah. Elo Ravashi hatana hachi katani. Yachlo yatzbu yidei chavaso eli im kein korchon basachos v'korchon va'ochlan kederuk shehilal ochlan. One might have thought that you can only be yotzei like Hillel. Tamlor matzmorim yachlu afil zebneasmo. Yeah, that's what the Brisa's point is. Not that it's the better way to do it is eating it separately, but that it is also a kosher way to do it. So hasha delitmar hilchsa lo kehilal v'lo karabanan. Once we don't know which way the halacha goes, because the Rabbanan of the Brisa that we just quoted are moda, that doing like Hillel is good, so we're not really sure which way to follow. So mevarich alachilas matzah va'achil, v'hadim mevarich alachilas marar va'achil. We make a bracha alachilas matzah, then we eat just matzah. We make a bracha alachilas marar, and we eat just marar. And then we eat the matzah and the marah together without a bracha as a zecher lemikdash kehillel. The matzah and the marah as a korech as a zecher lemikdash kehillel. Should be pointed out the word korech in Shas. What does the word mean? So korech, when you ask people, they generally say the word korech means sandwich. The word korech does not mean sandwich. Korech means a wrap, right? So korech always means to wrap something around something else. We have it a few times in this daf, and that's one of the rayas that the Sfardim have it right in how to make matzah. That our cracker matzahs, you can't wrap around anything. You're supposed to be korech the matzah around the maror. Some were makri. If you're looking like the Arzei Halvanon Haggadah, the Haggadahs of the various Gedolei Yisrael, so I forget who, but some of them were makbid to use lettuce for maror and wrap the lettuce around the matzah. To be yotzei korech, because korech means to wrap, and if the matzahs that we eat can't be wrapped, so at least wrap the lettuce around the matzah, do something that's a wrap, because that's what korech technically means. So I try to use a Sfardi matzah for korech, just for that. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Boshia, kol shedibula b'mashka tzarek netilas yadayim. Anything that you would dip, any vegetable that you dip in a liquid requires netilas yadayim. That's the halach. Machlokes Rishonim, what the gedr of the chiv and netilas yadayim is for tibula b'mashka. Some of the Rishonim say the davar tibula b'mashka is a din of bread. Chum required netilas yadayim before eating because of srach truma. Just like by bread, it's because of concerns of truma. To me, the Rebbe Yonah writes in Maseches Brachos that even though netilas yadayim was said legabe bread, because rov truma is by bread. But and peiros, typically we think of peiros as the chayiv in truma, but really chitim is chayiv in truma. A grain is chayiv in truma midaraisa. Most peiros are only chayiv in truma midrabanan. The only peiros that are chayiv in truma midaraisa are yayin and shemen. And yayin and shemen you don't typically touch with your hands when you eat it. So that's why there's no netilas yadayim on yayin and shemen. There's netilas yadayim on bread. Bread you eat with your hands. But nevertheless, davar shetibula b'mashka, where the mashka is mekabel tuma, even without a hechsher, without being hechsher lekabel tuma, and therefore the, when your hands are shniyos l'tuma, and you touch a liquid, the liquid becomes a rishon l'tuma mitrabanan. It will then be metame, the food that the liquid is on. So that's why, because of a concern for truma, lest that food be truma, we always wash our hands in advance of eating something, of eating a liquid that is, of eating a vegetable that is dipped in a liquid. Tosfos, however, writes that they were not misakin netilas yadayim for davar shetibula mashka, like by bread. Now, you need netila kedei shelo yitmu'u hamashkim, that the mashkim shouldn't become tameh, become a rishon l'tuma, and then it will be aser to drink the rishon l'tuma. It will be aser to have that mashkim. It will pasal the guf of the person. So Tosfos writes, according to that, you don't say bracha val netilas yadayim for davar shetibula b'mashka, meaning since it's not part of the takana mishum strach truma, like bread, it would be a netila without a bracha. Whereas according to the first daya, if it's just like part of the takana of the bread, then it would be a netila with a bracha. So that's so the Tosfos holds no. If you say a bracha, it's a bracha levatala. So that's the very big difference lahalacha between these two approaches as to how it is, why it is that we do a netilas yadayim for davar shetibula b'mashka. But anyways, so Rabbi Elazar Amar Boshia says anything that's tibula b'mashka, any vegetable that you dip in the liquid, it needs an netilas yadayim. Amar Papa Shmami No. We see from here hay chasa tzarich l'shkuei b'charoses mishum kafa. It must be that charoses, we completely sink into the marar gets completely sunk into the charoses, because to kill off any bacteria or whatever, or anything dangerous that might be attached to the marar. Because if you're not totally soaking the marar in the charoses, then why would you need netilas yadayim? Halo naga, just don't touch the part of the marar that got wet from the charoses. Meaning only touch the part of the marar that's still dry. If you're only dipping one end of the marar into the charoses, you wouldn't need to do netilas yadayim on the vegetable, because you would only touch the part of the vegetable that never got wet. So it says Gemara, v'dilma l'olme melach lo tzarech l'shkuei. Maybe you don't need to sink the entire marar into the charoses, the kafa merecha mayis, and the truth is the bacteria that's on the or whatever it is, whatever that unhealthy thing is on the marar will die just from being close to the charoses, just from the reyach of the charoses. That's again another indication that the charoses has to be made with something that has a very strong reyach, something that has a very powerful smell. Why do we need netilas yadayim then? Because even though you don't have to dip and sink the entire marar into the charoses, you might, and since you might, so that's why we require the netilas yadayim. So again, every indication we have about charoses is, if you look, for instance, at the Rashbam over here, Agav Chulya, that because of its, Rashbam explains that's on the next line. Let's see it first. Vamrav Papa, back in the Gemara, Lo nishi inish mar b'charoses. Person should not leave his mar in the charoses. Dilma Agav Chulya de Tavlin, Maftele l'mruri, bina tamar v'leka. That maybe we're afraid because of the acidic, strong, powerful taste of the charoses, it's going to be mevatel the tamar, and that's not going to be good. You're supposed to taste the tamar. So that's why what our minig is, we dip the marar in the charoses, and then we shake it off. We don't just keep it sunk into a large amount of charoses. Problem we have is that most people make charoses in a way that charoses is delicious, much more delicious than the marar. So people like to pile on the charoses on top of the marar, but that's not really the mitzvah. You should eat charoses later, after you finish the korek. Eat as much charoses as you want. But it's not supposed to be mevatel the time of the marar. But what does agav chulya mean? Says Rashbam, shenosim bo tapuchin, that since we put a tapuach in it, that gives it this extremely strong taste that could be mevatel other tastes. And again, that's another indication that tapuach doesn't mean an apple. An apple's taste is simply not that strong. It probably means a citrus fruit, some type of esrog or citrus fruit, something like that, which has a much more acidic, strong, powerful kind of taste. And a reyach. So that's it's probably a mistake, the overwhelming minhag Yisrael, to use apples for charoses. Adrei Rav Chisda Ravana Ukva v'darash. So Rav Chisda said this over by Ravana Ukva, and he darshined, Notel yadav b'tibul rishon, notel yadav b'tibul sheni. A person who washed for tibul rishon, for the karpas, should wash again by marar. Amru Rabban Kamed Rav Papa, Habi alma itmar. He says, no, when we say tibul rishon, tibul sheni, that's on the rest of the days of the year. That's when it's not Pesach, where you wash once at the beginning. You didn't know that you're going to have to eat that you need something else, that another vegetable that's dipped in something. So you wash again later on because you didn't have in mind when you were washing at the beginning. So you weren't paying such careful attention that you're going to be kovei yourself for two separate eatings of vegetables that are dipped in something. Because if this were said about the night of the Seder, why would you have to wash twice? You already washed once, knowing the full Seder. You already, at the very beginning of the Seder, we say over what the entire Seder, you know exactly what's coming up. So why would you have to wash again? Rav Papa says, no. This comment was dafka made about the night of the Seder. When else do we dip two things throughout the course of any other night? Meaning, how can you say that? You made a bracha and you washed one time, so wash a second time. Who's doing two tibulim any other night besides for the night of the Seder? It's got to be about the night of the Seder. Elamai hacha itmar, netilas adayim trezim nilamali. Yeah, but then why do you need to wash twice? Meaning, we're back to that question. You already knew at the beginning that you were going to have another vegetable, so why do you have to wash twice? Hamash le'yadachad zimna, you already did once. So amri kivin dabay lememar agadita v'halela dilma asuche aske l'dayte v'naga. Yeah, you can have another vegetable later. Much later, you're going to say the whole Haggadah, you're going to have all the kids say the Divrei Torah, there's going to be questions and candies, and there's going to be a whole Hallel and singing, and there's a lot that's going to go on between one and the others. That's enough of a hefsek to require another Netilah. But this din was said dafka about the night of the Seder. Period. Now we get into how one fulfills the mitzvah of achilas matzah and achilas maror. How one must eat it in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. Amar Rava, bala matzah yotzei. If a person swallows matzah whole without chewing it, he's yotzei the mitzvah technically. Another raya, by the way, to the soft matzahs, because bala matzah, if you're having crackers, you die. It's not yotzei. You would rip through your whole. So bala matzah yotzei. If a person swallows matzah, he's yotzei. Bala maror, lo yotzei. If a person swallows maror without chewing it, he's not yotzei. Bola matzu marar, if he's bolea matzah and mari, de matzah yotzei, de marar lo yotzei. He's yotzei matzah, he's not yotzei marar. Korchon besiv ubalan, afi de matzah nami lo yotzei. If you wrap it in something else and you swallow it, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah either. This Gemara serves as a source for a major discussion in contemporary poskim, in recent poskim, about having macholos asuros in a capsule. Meaning, if a person has to take a medication, a vitamin, that it has nevelos or trefas, all sorts of macholos asuros, but it's inside a plastic capsule. So is that korcha besiv? Meaning, our Gemara says if you wrap it in something and then you swallow it, it's not even achilas matzah. It doesn't even count like you ate matzah. Even though if you're balea matzah, you yotze, it doesn't even count like you ate matzah. So some of the posts can say, you see very good that if you wrap it in something, if you have a capsule, that's a minchas yitzchak, in the chelik test, simon mem test. It was asked about vitamins that are made with all sorts of nevelos and trefas. And he quotes from an earlier source of Ma'ari Alevi, who brings a raya from our Gemara. He's not convinced that there's a raya from our Gemara, but he thinks that it's mutter anyway. And in Chuvus Lahoros Nas from Nassim Gestetner says the same is true when there's chametz in a capsule. Rav Shlomo Zalman, however, is not convinced that it helps. He doesn't think that a capsule makes it any better. He thinks anyway it's mutter, because most of these things are not roi l'achilas kelev anyway, so they're not edible, so it's completely shlo k'derech achila. So anyway it's mutter to take a medication that you're swallowing. But he doesn't think having a plastic capsule makes a single bit of difference over here. Why? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that since the derech of taking these medicines, these medications, is in capsule form, and it actually helps. It helps it go down. It's the way to eat it. It's very different than bala matzah, bala maror, where it's completely shalo kederech achila, and the item that surrounds it is a hefsik. He says this isn't a hefsik. This is part of the medicine. It's part of the way to take the medicine. It's the way it's supposed to work. So he doesn't think it's a chatzitza, or he doesn't think that it's going to be a chatzitza between the macholos asuras in your mouth. He says anyway it's mutter, but it's not. He doesn't think it helps any to have it in a plastic capsule. So Amar of Simi Barashi, matzah lefnei kol echad ve'echad, maror lefnei kol echad ve'echad, v'charoses lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Every person at the Seder has to have their own matzah, their own maror, their own charoses. Ve'ein okanas shulchan el lefnei misha omer agada, but they only remove the shulchan from someone from the person who is the one that is saying the Haggadah. Again, the minhag used to be that one person, and many still have the minhag, that one person says the Haggadah and everyone else listens. glasses instead of everyone saying the Haggadah along. Sometimes people go around the table and they take turns, but that was clearly the minhag in the times of Chazal. So that's the only person, if there was one person leading the Seder saying the Haggadah, they would be Oker the Shulchan from him. Rav Huna Amar Kulunami Lefnei Misha Omer Haggadah. That everything is only in front of the guy who does the Haggadah. V'hilchsa Rav Huna. Lama Oker Nas HaShulchan. Why are we Oker the Shulchan? Amri Dvei Rav Yani Kedei Sheyakiru Tinokos V'yishalu. We want the children to ask questions. Abaya V'yosef Kamei De Rabba Chazad Kamat Litach Mekamei. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba and he saw that they had removed the table from in front of him. Amar Lahu Adayin Lo Kach Linan. He says, wait, why are they removing the table? We didn't eat anything yet. So Asu Kamakra Tachal Mekaman. They're already removing the table. We haven't even eaten anything. Amar Le Rabba Petach Milom Manashtana. Rabba says, ah, good, now we don't have to say Manashtana. Just by asking that question, you patted us from Manashtana. So this question in the Akronim, it patted you from all four questions? That one question patted from all four? So this question, what exactly does it patted from? Maybe only the first question, maybe all four? Okay, so we'll see. Maybe we'll have a chance to discuss tomorrow. We'll pick up and see that. All right.